KT Morning Line.
Now back to Brian and Tricia live at the Kentucky Derby Museum.
Thank you to our sponsors, Plumbing Doctor, E-Town Kitchens and Baths, Clark Jewelers, Cupper's Choice and Fonte's Coffee, and Colton Steakhouse and Grill.
And now it's time for our next guest, Steve Taylor, Assistant Director for Conservation, Education, and Collections with the Louisville Zoo. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I'm so glad you're having me on the best morning show in Kentucky.
Well, welcome to
glad
it.
Glad to be here.
So we're always excited to get to talk to you guys, and what you do is something that is a treasure for so many people, whether you're young or old, and you know, you can grow up going to the zoo and experiencing animals that you otherwise wouldn't get to see except through the zoo. And you actually brought a penguin with you today. So tell us about this beautiful little one-year-old, right?
Yeah, so we're really glad today to have one of our, what we call an ambassador animal. It's here representing the zoo. Gets a little bit of attention, you know.
Yeah.
This is Manon. This is a one-year-old little penguin. Was hatched at the zoo last year.
Aww.
Now, little penguin is what the Australians actually called the animal.
Okay.
Used to be called little blue fairy penguin. And unfortunately, your listeners can't see the beautiful blue color on this particular bird. But of the 16 types of penguins, little penguins are the smallest, and that's full grown, so no more than about a foot tall.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay, I thought maybe it was just a baby and was going to keep getting bigger.
That's all it, right there.
All right. Well, that's just one of the animals that you can go see at the zoo. Do you know how many animals you do have? How many varieties?
We have about 1,200 animals.
Wow.
Of any shape, form, size, smell, color, however you want to measure your experience. We have something for everybody.
All right. And you guys also have the Wild Lights, that is the Asian Lantern Festival. And how long have you guys been doing this?
Well, I think this is our fourth or fifth year. I think the pandemic kind of messed us up there a little bit. But what I need to do is to let your listeners know this is going to be the last year,
oh,
at least
wow.
in the near future.
Oh, wow.
So it's really a magical event. I've been associated with the zoo for 48 years, and I've never seen anything like it. When you come at night, it starts to get dark. What a way to experience a zoo. And hundreds of these lanterns. Now, not little lanterns.
No, some of them are so big you walk through
yes,
them.
Yes, you actually walk through them. So, and they move, and it really is a special experience. So anybody that's ever thought about wanting to come see it, go to LouisvilleZoo.org, get your tickets, and come this year through May the 23rd.
And we actually have tickets that we'll be giving away when we
awesome.
Get back to the studio. And that is something that we got to experience a few years ago and loved it. And such a neat thing. So I'm so thankful that you guys are able to have it this year. But
sure.
need to definitely go so that you don't miss the opportunity. All right, let's also talk about the Kentucky Trails exhibit.
So that's a project that I'm actually working on right now. We're in what we call a design phase. So we're going to take 17 acres of the zoo that's been undeveloped and develop an exhibit area unlike anything that the people in our state have ever seen. But we're going to highlight the wonderful types of animals that live throughout the state. Again, you go from western Kentucky and the prairie to the mountains in the east and everything in between. And while, you know, we're concerned with conservation of wildlife around the world, we want to help people learn how to live well with the wildlife that's around us. And every day we're going to see animals that we maybe take for granted. And we want to be able to highlight those species and help people see some of the natural behaviors and learn about the importance of why they're here and what they do. And so we're really, really excited about it. It will be an exhibit unlike anything we've ever done.
And do you have a timeline for that?
Well, we're hoping to have it open in spring of 2027.
Okay.
So we're working pretty hard on it right now.
Now, of course, different animals live in different parts of the world. And, of course, highlighting what we have here in the Commonwealth, but are you going to add recent additions, animals that have just shown up in the last few years? Like, I don't think armadillos were here till just a few years ago.
Right. So one of the things that we want to talk about in this Kentucky Trails Are animals just like that? Armadillos are making their way north, nine-banded armadillos, and they are now a resident in the, at least the southern part of Kentucky. So there's a lot of things that people don't know about what's going on with wildlife in the state. Elk, we've got the largest herd of elk east of the Mississippi River, and it's great. The black bear population in eastern Kentucky is doing great. We've got whooping cranes that are now, we can see in the migration in western Kentucky. So we're planning to have a pair of whooping cranes in the exhibit. Tell people about an animal that was all but extinct and how we're helping to bring it back from the brink.
All right, where can people find out more information about the zoo?
LouisvilleZoo.org, any and everything you'd want to know.
All right, Steve Taylor, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you, and I hope you and your listeners have a great week.
You too. We are Quixie 98.3.